in Philadelphia, it's Here and Now.
Hillary and I share a few things in common. We both went to Wellesley College, so I know where she got her study habits.
And that's another former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, last night at the DNC. You heard the cheers. Could have been Wellesley alums. There are many in town. And Hillary Clinton cites Wellesley as a major influence. She stayed connected to the college. Many of her fellow alums feel similarly connected to Wellesley and to her. We met up with some of them earlier this week at a Wellesley Alumni Club of Philadelphia DNC party.
Fill in over here on the right. On three, say Wellesley. One, two, three.
Wellesley!
You got quite a party going here. That's Erin Bloom Slattery. She helped organize this event and also helps recruit students to go to Wellesley.
And how much of a draw is one particular graduate that you have?
I think this is really exciting for all of us. We're all celebrating. And
you said you graduated '99. So when you were going to school, I mean, this was post the Bill Clinton era. This was, you know, you already knew who Hillary was.
I knew who Hillary was,
yeah. Yes. How much did that mean to you?
It was very important. It was a pretty critical part of why I went to Wellesley. I think I was part of the Hillary effect at Wellesley. I was going into Wellesley in 1995. And there's no doubt that she had a big influence on lots of young women across the country applying to Wellesley. And
well, I'm going to ask a tender question, though. That's also, it was an administration that also just ended in scandal and accusations and unseemly behavior towards a young intern, a college intern, you know, Monica Lewinsky. That didn't throw you off?
I think as a young woman at Wellesley, I learned how to stand up for myself and to have a voice and feel empowered. And it certainly influenced how I looked at the world, but it was also a time of great prosperity in the United States. So I, as a young person going out into the world, I really wanted to make my own way and was very confident in, that I would be able to do that and have a really strong economy that allowed me to do that.
Well, I'm wondering, okay, so I mentioned the Bill Clinton scandal. A lot of people were critical of Hillary Clinton for standing by him, and also some felt that she disparaged other women who had made accusations against him, that she threw some women under the bus. I'm wondering, though, if also the fact that she survived that whole time was inspirational to you.
I think it is. I think overall, like, her legacy as a strong woman over the her entire career is more of an inspiration to me than anything her husband may have done.
And what do you think about this week? Talk about the battles that she had to fight to get here.
I think every single day this week, hearing what's happening, celebrating her successes, just reiterates to us how important it is for women getting out there and really trying to make a difference in the world. And she has really illuminated many of the issues of sexism that women face every single day. And as someone who's been in the workforce for about 17 years, I face sexism. I think a lot of young people will say, maybe we don't face these issues anymore, but we do. They're real, and we need to keep speaking up for ourselves and realizing that women do have a place in society and can make a mark in our jobs and our lives. Hi, how are you?
That's Donna Marshall, class of 1984. She's here for two reasons, for the Wellesley reunion and...
And, of course, to support Hillary, of course.
You say of course. Tell me more about the of course.
Well, not just the fact that she's a Wellesley graduate. Of course, I would support anyone who's a Wellesley graduate, but she's bright, she's intelligent, she has experience, and I'm backing her 100%.
Well, my name is Margot Label, and I'm a Wellesley graduate, and yes, I will vote for Hillary.
What do you say to people? I mean, we can see the Wellesley pride here, but girls' school...
Women's college.
Women's college. Yeah. But has a whiff for people in some parts of the country of being a little bit maybe elitist, a little bit removed, insular because it's a women's college. What do you say to that? That Hillary Clinton has to win over people in parts of the country who aren't feeling like they could ever consider going to Wellesley College. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, I think that's a good question. And I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, and my mother is from my family is all from the Midwest.
Hillary is from Scranton.
Yeah, and I went to Wellesley, and it's open to all folks from all over the country, all over the world. I don't think elitist, I don't think so. I think it's about the education you get. It's about being a woman and celebrating that fact. It's not elitist and being in some, like, ivory tower. Not at all. It's all about the intellectual experience.
Hey, you have a name tag on. Did you go to Wellesley?
No, I'm actually a daughter of an alum, and I'll be starting Smith in a couple weeks.
Fantastic. What's your name?
My name's Fiona.
And Mom, come on over here. What year?
87.
And what's your name?
Ann Fox.
So what does it mean to you that Hillary Clinton went to a sister school?
It means that she understands what being a woman leader means. Other than being a woman and a leader, it means looking out for your fellow women who are trying to rise up, and it means knowing what kind of hardships there are for women in the workplace and women of color in the workplace specifically. And I feel that that means she has a very good grip on what needs to be done and the types of institutional sexism and racism that she needs to tackle.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Mom, obviously a fan and obviously a source of great pride, but also the Clintons were involved in one of the most scandalous chapters in American history. And, you know, there are some women who, I've said this before to some of the Wellesley women here, some women who felt that Hillary had actually let women down in that phase, that she should have gotten up and announced, he's sleeping in the doghouse, and we should never be treating an intern that way. Did that not shake your faith?
Oh, not even a little bit. I mean,
fair. It's her marriage. Like, I feel like we have no position speaking about this. I mean, yes, it would have been nice if she had stuck up for the intern, but the intern was a consenting adult. And I think it's really rotten that women are judging her, because if she had divorced to Bill Clinton or made a large statement, then women would be criticizing her for not standing by her man. Like, I don't think she could have won, and I think it's their private marriage, and I don't like that people are judging.
I just don't think that I'd even come close to characterizing that as one of the most scandalous times in American history. I mean, what I'm seeing right now from the Republicans is so far beyond the pale of what happened between those two people and their marriage that I just don't even find it even remotely important to talk about. And they worked it out.
Nearby, a group of four friends, including Monique Burnett.
We all just had a discussion about, would we expect Republican women from the area who are Wellesley alumni to come to this event? And I think we're actually a little disappointed more didn't come. And we all said, if it were the other way around and this were a Republican convention, I think most of us said we would come just for support, because that's really what the Wellesley experience embodied for us, is the sisterhood, support, and service. Correct?
Well, are there some here? Are there any Republican women here? Maybe you were, I don't know.
Former Republican.
Oh, you're former Republican?
Yes.
And when did that change? You are.
When Barack Obama ran for president of the United States. And the United States, you know, House and Senate didn't do their jobs. And they're still not doing their jobs. And, you know, it would be great if they could go back to being functional. But until that time, right now, Hillary's the only one qualified. She's eminently qualified, and that's where I'm going to put my support.
And yet for decades, it sounds like, and you are Karen Mazur-Larsen, 1982, so it sounds like for a great deal of time, even while the Clintons were in office, despite the fact that you were a Wellesley grad, you were not for Hillary. The fact that she went to Wellesley and was a woman, that didn't change your party affiliation when she was married to Bill Clinton.
No. This is not a woman's election. This is about who's most qualified to govern the country. And the person who's most qualified to do that with a sense of hope and justice. I mean, Donald Trump has not done that. He's a misogynist, he's racist, and he's not qualified. And Hillary is none of those things. She's eminently qualified, and she provides hope.
So a newly minted, at least in the last few years, Republican Wellesley.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm now a newly minted Democrat. For the time being, it's about who's most qualified. It's not about, in this case, party loyalty. It's about who is most capable of governing. It's too important.
Just a few of the Wellesley alum, and in one case, a daughter, at the Wellesley Alumni Club of Philadelphia DNC party at Independence Beer Hall yesterday. It's here and now.